the book Hebrews, part 269. I'm Professor Hannes Reringhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the book called The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. It's an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. 38 years of my life in that book. The research, it's a must, especially for the time that we are living in, seeing that different things is happening all over the world. Should you require any books or information, our international code for our WhatsApps in South Africa is +27. My number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the writing sign on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1. You have missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all these other studies that we are currently busy with as well. And if you are Afrikaans speaking or understanding Afrikaans, there is more than 3,500 Afrikaans YouTube studies. You can go to my website. There, it is just the son's name. It's https://yahvahshua. Or you can just contact us at our WhatsApp number, and we'll gladly supply you the link to the Afrikaans messages as well. Send this link to your friends and family. Very important. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready. Pen, notepad, and be ready to receive something good from the hand of Yahvah our Elohim. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy, currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11. But we are using a confirmation scriptures, which is Matthew 17, verse 20 to 23. Matthew 17, verse 20 to 23. He says, and Yahushua said unto, I've got the wrong scripture here. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 10. I'm very sorry. I just want to run back 2 seconds. Just make sure. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 13, we have already done. I just wanted to say, as we were about to start, it's so easy just to make a mistake. You know, because sometimes we just copy and paste the heading, and then there's something there, like the scripture of Matthew 17, which we concluded. Now we are busy with 1 Corinthians 13, verse 10. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 10. It says, but when that which is perfect is come, but when that, who's that? That's Yahushua, is perfect, is which is perfect to come, then that which is part shall be done away. With other words, we know partially, like we saw yesterday morning. We don't know everything. So as any child going to school, they first going to preschool, they get prepared for going to school, not being with their mommy and pop, daddy anymore. And then as they progress, they were moved up in the standards. And so is life. And exactly the same is happening in our spiritual lives. Yahvah doesn't just take us by our arms and throw us in the deep water and say swim. No. He guides us. He uses the Ruach HaKodesh to teach and guide us and convince us about sins and unrighteousness. And He leads us in the scriptures. and opens the word. And Father feeds us with the bread of life. But when that is perfect is come, Yafashua, that which is part shall be done away. So this is what we, that's why we are not in the same position when we started in life 60 years ago. No. We are not there. We are in a position where knowledge has become much, much more favorable. I just didn't become a professor by just dropping out of heaven. 59 years of my life in research and studies. It starts somewhere. It started and it progressed with a desire that Jaffa put in every one of us. And the same in your life. And to grow in the Spirit. We are happy to know partially and partly. But we strive towards perfection. And that's why Apostle Paul says we must strive towards holiness. Holiness must be the pinnacle of our life. After we came to repentance, we were immersed in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of our sins, and we clothed ourselves in righteousness, the wedding garment. We need to live in holiness the rest of our lives, studying the word to become perfect in the word. It doesn't happen overnight. All the scripture knowledge and all the verses and the Bible, understanding the word, didn't happen overnight. Progressively. Again, standing up in the morning, my two feet is together like that. I'm turning my hand like this. This is my two feet. My eyes on my end goal. Commitment, completion tonight. Tomorrow, commitment, completion. Because the Bible says one day at a time. Commitment, completion. My eyes set on my goal. Can I, when I get up here, can I touch my goal? No, there's a vast gap. There's a distance. Commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. Commitment, completion. And this is how we carry on till the day that we die. Here we have committed and complete what Yahweh has called us to do. And that takes the rest of our lives. And it is to strive to live in perfect holiness. Apostle Paul says it's like an athlete that's running to receive the first prize. Because the first guy that comes first, a second, is the first one that lost. They don't tell you it. They make a big scene of the guy that comes second and third. No. The guy that's second is the first one that lost. The main guy is the one that won. The main person is the one that won. And that's where we want to be in your spiritual life. We want to be number one. We want to strive towards perfection in holiness. And that's why it's a gladness in our souls and in our minds to run the race. This revelation gospel which Yahushua has called us in to spread in the world. There's a reason for it. The reason is Yahushua will not come before the gospel has been preached unto the world. And the bride of Yahushua has been accumulated. And that's why we strive to plant seed every day of our lives. The Bible says the one plants, the other one comes and he waters the plants. And Yahweh Almighty puts the growth in it. Pastor Rika, my wife, she's a very keen gardener. She grew up on a farm in South Africa as a young girl from the time she had a mind. Her father was a farmer. And she's a gardener. We have a very lovely garden. She actually drawn me into it. I'm just a keen gardener today. Because in the garden, in the works, and and in the flowers and in the grass and in the plants, we see the hand of Yahweh El Elohim. And that motivates us to do exactly the same in the kingdom of Yahushua. When we are busy with the kingsmanship work of Father El Elohim. What a pleasure to know Him by His name. What a pleasure today to be anchored in the rock of all ages, Yahushua. But when that is perfect to come, that that is a part shall be done away. The part that shall be done away is when this body be laid in the grave, will be put into a cemetery or whatever. He says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11, when I was a child, I spake as a child. That's understandably, because we didn't have the knowledge of an adult. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. And when I look into the church world today, especially these massive ministries where churches, mega churches, and everything is about prosperity and very little about holiness and sin and righteousness. Very seldom you hear them preach about the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, I functioned like a child. But you know what? We don't stay children. We grow up. It's not just our bodies that grows up to become a man or a woman. It's also in our spiritual lives, where we started off in Sunday school and in youth meetings and carrying on. We started off somewhere. I had the privileged life that my father was a student of the Word, and I got to know the Word at a very young age, being interested in what my father was studying. He wasn't a pastor or a reverend or anything. He was just a student of the Word. He didn't understand the revelation Word. How gladly I would have liked to inform him about this revelation gospel, and he would have just gobbled it up spiritually. But the Bible says we know partially. My father knew what he knew in his lifespan, and then Father Yahweh came and he gave us something more advanced. And that's why when Umtais brought the message of salvation in the revelation names of Yahushua, Yahweh, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Ruach, and Elohim, and Hashim, I didn't want it. Because it interfered with what my father taught me, that was supposed to be the perfect and the ultimate. When he died, he has done what he was called for. Father has blessed him with what he had to knew. Enough in my life, if then he hasn't reached one other soul, and he's reached a lot of souls, and there was not internet or computers in his time. It was then the beginning of the 90s when he died. But we didn't die with him. I strive towards expanding my knowledge. I wanted to be an eschatologist, studying the eschatology, especially when I went to Bible college. And that is not in the Bible college where I became an eschatologist. It was the things that I was taught that made me going deeper into the Word, seeking for deeper truth. just not being satisfied with what I was taught. And that is what brought my rest of my life together. When as a child, I spoke like a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. There came a time in our lives when we step away from the childish things. Playing with dinky toys. Doing the things that children does. Because it was not sufficient for us anymore. We strive for something better and something bigger. Now I'm going to stop right here. I'm not finished with the scripture. I'm going to continue tomorrow morning if His Father's will. Because there's so much more to receive from the scripture. Till tomorrow morning if His Father's will. Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.